This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The music of Leonard Bernstein won both critical and popular acclaim, but one thing it didn't win was a Pulitzer Prize. Although musicals from South Pacific to Rent have won several prizes for best drama, they were not recognized solely for their music. Neither Bernstein's West Side Story, this is from the Overture, nor his Candide won best play of the year. And when West Side Story was made into a film, there was no category for it to compete in at all. Well, today, the Pulitzer Board announced that it is expanding its criteria for the music prize so that musicals, movie scores, jazz improvisations, forms that didn't qualify previously, may now be nominated. Music critic Tim Page of the Washington Post, himself a three-time Pulitzer juror, joins us now. Tim, why did the Pulitzer Board do this?
Well, I think it's understanding the musical world has changed and that the old separation of quote-unquote serious music and quote-unquote popular music simply don't apply. I know a lot of pop music that's more serious than the so-called serious music, and I think when you look at the variety of music being made in America today, you really have to take them both into account.
A historic example I've given is the music of Leonard Bernstein, who today, who is composing, might be considered, because of the new criteria, who wouldn't have been considered in the past.
Well, I think Stephen Sondheim is certainly overdue for a Pulitzer. Perhaps the film scores of Philip Glass might be looked at now, and I would think, say, a pop composer like Stephen Merritt with his 69 love songs could certainly be considered now.
To consider a jazz improvisation for a Pulitzer Prize means to consider a piece of music for which there is not a score somewhere. It hasn't been put down in formal notation.
I have to confess, I'm a little bit more bothered by the idea of treating just pure improvisation with the same dimension that you do for a fully composed score. There can be a lot of accident in a really good improvisation, and that's not to put it down. It's just to say it's a different kind of music. But the fact of the matter is, scores are not the only way that you communicate a piece of music these days.
I was looking over the list of all the people who've won Pulitzer Prizes for music since the 1940s, and I wonder, have the Pulitzer people basically gotten it right, starting with William Schumann and on? Have they been giving the prize to the best people who've composed the best music in America for the past six decades?
Well, I think a lot of the people who have composed the best music in America have gotten the prize over the years. But there are people who have not gotten the Pulitzer at all. There was a famous time when they overruled Ralph Shapey. John Cage didn't get the Pulitzer. Duke Ellington didn't get the Pulitzer. You know, these are pretty important figures, what everyone thinks of each one of their pieces.
But to what degree is this about the form that will be considered, and to what degree is it really an argument between people's perception of highbrow versus middlebrow culture? For example, West Side Story opened in late 1957, and the best piece of music given the Pulitzer Prize in 1958 was Samuel Barber's opera Vanessa. Had you been a juror, and if you had been able to consider Bernstein and Sondheim versus Barber and Giancarlo Menotti's Vanessa, which way would you have voted?
Well, I like to hope I would have been brave enough and persuasive enough to go with the Bernstein. West Side Story is a much better piece than Vanessa. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it really boils down mm-hmm. to. And that's what should be the key for whatever they do now. Whether it's pop or jazz or movie or classical, give it to the best piece. And don't worry about whether it's going to be popular or unpopular. Just keep your ears open and, you know, do your best.
Thank you, Tim.
It's a pleasure.
Music critic Tim Page of The Washington Post.